The afters light up the sky at 18 past 11. It's 107.9 Life FM. Jane with you for your morning. Also joining us this morning in the studio, Craig and Sean, who are part of Adelaide City Bible Forum, who together with St. Matt's and St. Bart's Church are putting on Eternity Week. So you may see the word eternity written on footpaths over town this week. But there's a stack more going on. So as you get together, tell us some of the things that you've got planned for next week, Craig.
We've organised a panel at the Science Exchange in Exchange Place in the city at lunchtime and straight after work, like a cocktail hour. And it's great to do it at the Science Exchange because we've actually got a Muslim and a Christian and an atheist discussing their thoughts on eternity. And the Science Exchange is an exchange of ideas, and we thought that was a great place to do that. So it really is in the marketplace, and we're hoping that lots of people will come along, and we'll have questions from the floor. Anita Savage from ABC, if that's okay to say that.
Well, you've said it.
She's actually the news presenter at the ABC. She's going to be running that segment. It's only really about an hour, but I just think it's a great opportunity for people to ask questions from the floor, to hear what an atheist thinks about why we're here, a Muslim and then a Christian, and compare notes.
And really, that is a healthy environment. As you say, it's probably not something you hear very often because to get those different contrasts, and who knows what people will learn from each of those. Now, we talked before about the fact that you are a very good barista, although I'm yet to actually test that. I'll have to get you into the
You'll
kitchen.
You'll never drink another coffee when you taste his.
We have a coffee machine, so I will have to put you to the test before you leave the building. But a part of what you do is really talk faith over coffee, which is a very, really, it's a very easy way to talk about faith. How have you found that to be effective, Sean?
I think it makes it very approachable. If anyone has a question, over coffee is a good way to do it. And that also presents some challenges for me sometimes as well, because as a barista, I'm the hairdresser of the industry. And as soon as people know that that I'm a Christian, they start opening up, and I can find that in my workplace too. But to do this in a more open environment, so wake up and smell the coffee can make it the first step towards people finding out, and Christians bringing their non-Christian friends to take that first step.
So wake up, smell the coffee. Is this something especially for Eternity Week, or is it something you do more regularly?
We're thinking of doing it more regularly. This year is the second year we've run it. Last year was very successful in that some non-Christians made it along, and a good percentage of those followed on and asked the questions. And as a result, sat one-on-one reading the Bible with us, and that was their first step. And then even more successfully, they came out the other end as Christians, believing in Christ.
After being presented.
And he does a very professional job with the whole thing, because it's at the Coffee Academy, so we have the big machines there and we learn how to do it. It's pretty scary actually trying to make a coffee after he shows you how to do one.
But it's, like I said, approachable.
Yeah. So this is all week, or is it just a one-off session?
Now, there are 3 weeks. So it's run over from the 14th, the 21st and the 28th on Friday mornings before work. And it's just enough time to hear about how to make a coffee, but then also hear about Jesus as well.
How to get that going in your life too. Coffee with Jesus. We used to play a song, actually, all about that. Yeah. Well, actually, you were just saying before your daughter's in the city, Craig, and now just tell us this story, because she's already noticed some of the eternity chalking on the footpaths.
Yeah, so we launched it yesterday. So we talked to the council about this, and they were very kind and said in the end, yep, you can go ahead and do it. But so it was launched yesterday, and she just sent me a text on the way travelling here to the studio this morning and said, I've just walked up North Terrace to uni and I've seen eternity 28 times, you know. And then another guy said to me this morning, I've seen eternity rubbed out all up Curry Street. So I thought,
you're getting a reaction.
You know, isn't this good? You know, they're obviously it's creating a bit of a reaction, a response from people.
Are you anticipating some response from other outlets in the media other than Life FM?
Yeah, well, a couple of people, I mean, the advertiser picked it up earlier this week.
Okay, I didn't see that story. So what was their response?
They picked it up on Facebook and said, this sounds interesting. Can we take a photo and do a story on that? And ABC Radio North.
Which you've now mentioned twice.
Sorry. It sounds like I'm a very, very learned sort of person. But anyway, they've also picked up on it and are interviewing me next week.
So, you know, it's going to be an interesting week. And I mentioned it's show week too. So lots of people out about. It's going to be gorgeous weather as well. It's hopefully. Also schools ministries week too. A huge week, which often these events sort of fall in together. And, you know, you don't sort of know what other people are planning. But just interesting, I think, too, getting into the city where there's unis. Do you think that this is a message that the generation coming through, the younger kids, and look, this is probably what's my kids, it's your kids, maybe it's your friends. I don't know how old you are. But, Sean, you know, it's an opportunity. How much does this message need to be heard in 2012, do you think?
As a Christian, I believe everybody needs to know this. And as a friend, I think it's a responsibility I have, within reason, to pass on that message. I think we're all called to spread the good news. And if people come to me asking the question, I'd like to know that I've got the answers for them. So, or know someone who does.
So you obviously have a pastoral background, and I know you've been involved with Trinity in the city. Yeah. So, you know, this is an area that you have really thrown your life into. How exciting is it for you to be involved in something like City Bible Forum, Craig?
I think it's great to be at the coalface with people who are trying to work out their lives and where perhaps maybe God or Jesus might fit into that. Because they've often got stereotypes or pictures from the past, and they're not always accurate ones. And I suppose it's the chance to give them where they can have a hearing. And I really believe, I'm under the conviction that most people will give Jesus a hearing at some point in their life. They may not always be interested in it, but at some point in their life, they'll be interested in giving it a hearing. And I think we need to be ready for that point with people. Mm.
And it may not happen in a church. It may happen as you're enjoying one of Sean's gorgeous coffees. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's the thing. You need to be open to the fact that, well, look, we know God's everywhere. Yeah. And, you know, he probably pops into church on a Sunday morning too, but he is everywhere every day. So, you know, that potential.
He's in the elevator. He's at the water cooler.
That we have that potential if we are of faith. To be an influence to whoever happens to be in our space at that time, which is really what your ethos is.
Yeah.
Which is a good ethos, I think. So, Eternity Week, if we want to find out more, and obviously people listening now might say, oh, I want to hear more about how do I get to this spot. So where's the best spot to hit? Website for Eternity or City Bible Forum?
If you Google Eternity 2012, that'll tell you the stuff that's going on at St. Matt's and St. Bart's, and also with City Bible Forum. We also have a website, www.citybibleforum.com/Adelaide, I think it is.
Yeah. Fabulous. Well, look, delightful to have you in. I think we'll have to have you back in again because I love what you're doing. And really, it's, I think, important for us to think about not only how we're living life now, but where we're going. So Eternity Week's going to sum that up. And I will be looking out for them on the
page. I'm going to leave you with a piece of chalk.
So can we actually do it ourselves?
You can do it anywhere.
You don't have to be an official Eternity Week scribe.
Anywhere between South Terrace, North Terrace, West Terrace, and South Terrace. North Terrace, East Terrace, West Terrace, and Great Street, Wakefield Street.
Have you got a chalk in your pocket now?
I have.
Oh, what a surprise. Well, can you do one in front of our building
absolutely.
On the way out? Okay, just we'll see if we can get a bit of interest this afternoon. Well, we'll let you go out and start to graffiti in a nice way the city. Eternity Week, all the details at those websites, and I'll link them through mornings@life@life.on.net. Love Church Connect and connecting with the way churches are being quite innovative and creative in bringing the good news for you. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks, thank you.
Hey, stick around with more music shortly from Pink, One Republic's new one, Matt Carney, and we'll check out some other things happening around town too as we open the Life Diary.